Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, January 17th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 Live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, People First, a political grouping comprising mostly former ZANU-PF members who were fired from the party for allegedly supporting former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, says its international wing has now started establishing branches across the United Kingdom in preparation for their official launch.
This week, we have just launched our focus on establishing branches, and since Monday up to now, we have now established almost 15 branches across UK, and we are receiving inquiries every day. Today I've been so busy getting inquiries from across the UK, some from America. We've received inquiries from people from Zimbabwe who want to join People First.
Cricket fans are calling on Zimbabwe cricket to prioritize the decentralization of the sport from urban areas and also promote junior developmental teams in preparation for future national teams.
When you look at our squad in terms of their developmental structures, we still want to concentrate our cricket in the big cities. But it's high time that Zimbabwe cricket has a deliberate program where they're going to spread the game beyond the big cities.
And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. People First, a political grouping comprising mostly former ZANU-PF members, were fired from the party for allegedly supporting former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, says its international wing has now started establishing branches across the United Kingdom and other places in preparation for their official launch soon. Mrs. Mujuru, who was Mr. Mugabe's deputy for more than 10 years, was sacked alongside some senior officials, including former ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo. Mrs. Mujuru, who works closely with Rugare Gumbo and other bigwigs from the former ruling party, are said to be the architects of People First. People First interim chairman for the United Kingdom, Joshua Chigwagwa, tells Studio 7's Jonga Kantemiri more on the issue.
UK, at the moment, we are structured not as a branch, because branch normally has got about at least 20 members. We are structured as a province, and as a province, we are in the process of creating branches, which can be as much as 50 branches, depending on the spread of how we spread it across the UK. And what we have been mainly doing is engaging Zimbabweans through many portals, word of mouth, through Facebook, through Twitter, through churches, through gatherings, so that people understand what People First Project is all about, and giving them a trajectory of what we are doing, the steps we are taking towards the launch of the party, and making people understand that this is not an extension of any other party. This is a new project that is looking at what Zimbabweans have been denied for over the past 35 years, things which makes a difference for the nation to proceed. We are now in a global environment. All other countries are progressing, and we are caught up in the same whole way we have been for the past 35 years. And we are saying, let's unite, let's do things that makes Zimbabweans regain their dignity and the pride of developing as a nation that can compete among other nations.
Barely a month after you started organizing this province or this structure, there are reports coming out on the social media mostly that already the project has crumbled. May you clarify here?
I think that is quite a misleading statement that it has crumbled. What really crumbled are the ideas of a few selfish people who probably had come into the project with the belief that they would get preferential treatment, or they would be able to hold the people as their apps within the political project. And what we have simply done is we did a stress test and a stress analysis of the opposition which we are envisaging from ZANU-PF, from MDC, from PDP, RDP, and all other political parties. And what we agreed as a committee was that we need to stretch ourselves and field people into portfolios where they have got strength, where they've got experience to withstand political pressure from these other political parties. And by realigning our resources, human resources within the group, we started getting pressure, negative forces from some of our guys who felt they were being left behind. And we were looking at ourselves. Some of the guys, you can't give someone a portfolio to deal with finance management when they hardly know anything about balancing books. And without really looking down any other person, we're saying we are deploying the best resources so that when the party gets launched, it will provide the best results in terms of liberating people from all the problems which are afflicting Zimbabweans and which have robbed them of their dignity.
So can we say that there is stability in your structures at the moment?
At the moment, we have worked around the clock doing internal discussions, consulting with Harare, and doing dialogue with some of the negative forces. We have moved forward. I think things have now stabilized. The project is now moving in full swing. This week, we have just launched our focus on establishing branches. And since Monday up to now, we have now established almost 15 branches across UK, and we are receiving inquiries every day. Today I've been so busy getting inquiries from across the UK, some from America. We've received inquiries from people from Zimbabwe who want to join People First. And we are in the process of drawing up a website which will handle most of all these things, directing people wherever they are, how to get engaged and involved in the People's Project. And we are very, very confident with Harare. They've given us assurances of the hard work they are doing to make sure that the party gets launched on time.
That was People First Interim Chairman for the United Kingdom, Joshua Chigwagwa, in Hertfordshire in the United Kingdom. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by Zimbabwe National Students Union Secretary General Makombo Rero Hauziwishe. Makombo Rero, thank you so very much for joining me today on the program.
Thank you so much for
getting
us on the
paper. Makombo Rero, we understand ZINASU as an organization has released a statement focusing on the issue of education in Zimbabwe. As ZINASU, you are saying that you are gravely concerned with the government's absolute lack of will in resolving what you are saying are now deplorable conditions besieging Zimbabwean students. Can you tell us why, as an organization, you have come to this point?
The government has got youth education within the market, which is now the economic blueprint of the nation. And also the new constitution, Section 25, also looking at the African Youth Charter and other protocols like the Federal Protocol, the Department of Education. The government has some obligation that it has in providing for education, access to education, the role of students and their livelihood. But we can see right now in Zimbabwe, the government is doing somewhere between clean and nothing at all, kind of effort to alleviate that life.
You are also saying, as ZINASU, that the government should uphold the law and statutes that uphold basic education. Tell me more about that.
One, the access to education is almost a nightmare in Zimbabwe. Right now we are opening schools, high schools and secondary schools and teachers college open, but students, they are failing to register due to lack of access to education. Then secondly, if we check in terms of the conditions, we to do with access to other things which may work efficiently. It's also terribly inaccessible. Students are having problems, as we talked last year and the previous year.
But Makomborero, someone would say that, of course, Zimbabwe is facing some big issues when it comes to its economy and its political situation. In your view, what realistically can be done at this point to alleviate what students in Zimbabwe are facing?
Currently, what can be done, firstly, is the elimination of corruption. In the Zimbabwe education, one, then two, we go to the Zimbabwe Manpower Development Fund. It means they should improve governance, increase transparency, public accountability. Students and the government are now facing it. Then three, there are means now, over 10,000 students are afraid to get registered to be exported out of the country to go and to other countries like South Sudan and others. But now, if South Sudan really wants to benefit from Zimbabwe's main power and human resources, why can't it invest in them? For example, they want an engineer, they want a child, they want a little bit. Why can't they come to invest and say, no, this year they're investing in they want to say, want an engineer. Then they pay for their fees. It's not investment, they just can't come in to trouble, they don't say.
And on that point, you also, as Zinaso was saying, that you have started engaging the government through the Ministry for Immediate Pragmatic Resolutions. But you're also saying that if the government fails to provide immediate resources, that, you know, Zinaso, you will employ any means necessary to force the government to address this issue. What, Zinaso, are you thinking of doing if you feel that the government is not doing enough?
If the government continues to turn a deaf ear on the students, then it's not forced to employ extreme measures. If you check what's happening in South Africa, the 6-4 campaign and demonstrations, it's not that they can also happen. They have happened before. And right now, we've made that competition amongst our membership. And here I'm saying, no, it's better. That is completely shut down the institution of corruption in the EU-65 than to go and sit home for the next 6 years to get a degree. They are better to solve the problem right now. Take extreme measures to make sure that we solve it.
And on that note, Makomborero, I want to say thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you very much.
That was Zimbabwe National Students Union Secretary General Makomborero Hauziwishe joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next week.
Thank you, Tatenda Gumbo. This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We're going out to you on the 4930-13860 and 15460 shortwave frequencies and on the 909 medium wave or AM frequency. And in sports news, cricket fans are calling on Zimbabwe Cricket to prioritize the decentralization of the sport from urban areas and also promote junior development teams, which are the feeder of the national team. Sports analyst Muzuwetu Hadebe concurs, saying Zimbabwe Cricket should jealously guard against losing professional coaches like Heath Streak, who is now coaching in Bangladesh. Hadebe says this is unfortunate as some of the coaches bring a wealth of experience to the struggling Chevrons who are currently touring Bangladesh. We hear more on the issue from Hadebe.
The issue of Heath Streak, he is a former Zimbabwe player, former Zimbabwe captain and former Zimbabwe coach, and here he is now representing Bangladesh in terms of coaching. And I'm saying that these are the people we should be bringing back into the game, especially for Heat Streak, already running the Heat Streak Cricket Academy. And this is something that has been run in Bulawayo. And these are some of the former players that we should actually be using. Even when you look at our squad in terms of their developmental structures, we still want to concentrate our cricket in the big cities. But it's high time that Zimbabwe cricket has a deliberate program where they're going to spread the game beyond the big cities. Besides that, even in those big cities, you'll find that, for example, there is lots of cricket happening outside an example of Bulawayo, where I'm based. There is lots of cricket that is being played at primary school level. There is lots of cricket that is being played at high school level. But the biggest disappointment is that we don't get to see these youngsters playing, say, in the Logan Cup, playing for Matabeleland and Tuskers. Some of them are shipped straight away into South Africa. Some of them go into Europe. So we definitely need to arrest that and revisit our developmental structures. And let's try and promote deserving youngsters into a top flight Zimbabwe cricket team, and that will help us in terms of our game. But that is a process, and the Zimbabwe cricket has to come up with a deliberate program that will ensure that this program is effected.
What impact are such academies like the Heath Streaker Cricket Academy in Bulawayo making in order to harness new talent? Are you seeing any impact?
Yeah, especially in Bulawayo, there is a lot of impact. For example, what the academy has done is to go into the western area where before the game of cricket was not being played. And this is not just like in a specific a township or high-density suburb, but it's actually several primary schools in the high-density suburbs. And they come then and compete with even schools from the low-density suburb. This has also helped Emakandeni Cricket Club identify some exciting cricketers, and it's not surprising in terms of Bulawayo that Emakandeni Cricket has also gone on to be champions in the last 1 or so years. So that has really helped. But more still needs to be done. We need to have more such academies, and not just in Bulawayo. This is just an example, but we need to spread it throughout the country. We know in Harare, it has also helped to a great extent, and we need to develop it beyond Bulawayo and Harare, and it will help us identify more cricketers.
That was cricket analyst Muziwedu Hadebe speaking with us from Bulawayo. And now we go to the music of Reverend Chivaviro and Friends with Ebenezer Tirimunyasha, going out to you from Studio 7 here at the Voice of America. Now to recap on today's top stories. People First, a political grouping comprising mostly former ZANU-PF members who were fired from the party for allegedly supporting former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, says its international wing has now started establishing branches across the United Kingdom in preparation for their official launch soon. And cricket fans are calling on Zimbabwe cricket to prioritize the decentralization of the sport from rural areas and also promote junior development teams. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, January 17th, 2020.